what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends. I believe that our event tomorrow afternoon from 5 to 8 p.m., tomorrow evening, I guess, is sold out at the Hunt and Fish Club. I've received word that all the tables have been reserved. I don't know if that's true. If you still want to come and help us broadcast for Broadway, Christine Nicholas and myself will be doing the Radio Night Live broadcast tomorrow night. And we've got Brad Oscar from Mrs. Doubtfire. We've got Pearl's son from Come From Away. And we've got Brian Stokes Mitchell, two-time Tony Award winner, who's going to come and be with us, amongst others. We have others that are going to be there, but we would love for you to join us. And I hope it's not too late. Call now and see if there are any tables left. 347-625-1220, 347-625-1220. But looking forward to that. Final thought for today, and it is really a shame that this still happens, but it's not really surprising that it does. The host at CNN, his name is Don Lemon. He's a primetime talk host for the network, has called on Americans to shun stupid, unvaccinated people on Wednesday, saying they should be left behind because they were harmful to the greater good. During a discussion with Chris Cuomo, so-and-so's brother, at the start of the show, Lemon blasted those not choosing to not get the vaccine because they weren't sure about its content, by oddly comparing it to Botox injections and people being unaware of what was in them but taking them regardless. He says, I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. Yes, they are. The people who are aided and abetted Trump are stupid because they believe his big lie. Lemon said, making an unclear comparison between former Trump and vaccine hesitancy within some communities. It was not Donald Trump that said you should have hesitancy about the vaccine. Joe Biden said that he would not take the vaccine because it was developed on Donald Trump's watch. Kamala Harris, during the campaign, said she couldn't take a vaccine that was developed under the Trump administration when asked about it. These people said repeatedly, what are you going to do, trust a vaccine that Trump's people came up with, when it really wasn't Trump or anything related to Trump that came up with the vaccine? It was big pharmaceutical companies working together to try to develop a vaccine as fast as possible through a program called Operation Warp Speed. I don't think Don Lemon should be shaming anyone whether they get the vaccine or not. I think getting the vaccine is a personal decision. I think if you've had the COVID infection and you have recovered, research is showing you've got better antibodies than anybody who's vaccinated anyway. But friends, this is the kind of dishonest stuff that's going on in media that makes people not trust media anymore. Because Don Lemon says that it was Donald Trump that told you it was unsafe to take the vaccine. Donald Trump pushed for the vaccine to be created so that you could take it. It was Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that said they didn't trust it. And now they wonder why African Americans and Latinos in large numbers don't trust them on their advice to now go get the vaccine that they're now saying they should take, but that formerly they had said they shouldn't. Was it Donald Trump that did that? I'm Kevin McCullough.